Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 2nd of April. US President Trump's remarks last night were essentially a compilation of recent social media posts in terms of both tone and content. Unfortunately, markets had looked for emphasis on the likelihood of a US retreat from the Gulf. There were signals about that, but additional stress was laid on the threat to hit Iran, quote, extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The market risk from that statement is that Iran will inevitably retaliate, and additional vital infrastructure in the Gulf region is quite likely to be damaged. That would mean that after the Straits of Hormuz reopen, the recovery time for global markets and the global economy is likely to be more drawn out. However, although there has been a negative market reaction to Trump's remarks, there is likely to be a limit to the extent of that reaction. Investors do not tend to take the president's social media posts terribly seriously nowadays, and they are likely to discount the content of last night's comments in a similar manner. In the course of the remarks, Trump did declare that the US has no inflation. That interpretation differs somewhat from the official statistics and differs even more from the inflation perception of the US consumer, which is why there is an affordability crisis in the United States. While the United States is often characterized as a winner from higher oil prices, as a net energy producer, this is not, of course, universally the case. The higher oil prices are a significant cost to the vast majority of US households, and only a tiny number receive any benefit, if they are shareholders in or possibly workers at oil companies. With gasoline rising further above $4 per US gallon, the population's perception of inflation is likely to move further and further away from Trump's perception. In addition, the Financial Times reports that the United States is intending to impose tariffs on US consumers of imported medicines of up to 100%. That would not be a universal tariff, and some countries and some companies would be exempted. Nonetheless, it implies either higher direct costs for the US consumer or, alternatively, higher health insurance premiums in the future. The affordability crisis is more political than economic in its nature. As the recent retail sales figures showed, the US consumer has been willing to cut back on savings to pay for the tariffs, and for the time being, they can do so again to pay for higher oil prices. South Korea's headline consumer price inflation rose slightly in the month of March, but not by very much. This is because, of course, the Korean government has chosen to take the oil price hit as a fiscal cost rather than passing it through to the consumer by putting in place an oil price cap. The result is that there is increased fiscal spending and fiscal deficits, but less short-term damage to growth and a more modest inflation impact. The risk with this strategy are, one, that the fiscal policy cannot go on indefinitely, and if Trump's actions keep the oil price higher for longer, the fiscal cost may become unfeasibly large. And two, preventing the pricing mechanism from working is likely to slow adjustments, such as switching to renewable energy or adopting energy-efficient mechanisms. And that might put Korea at a competitive disadvantage vis-a-vis other countries in the longer term. There are US February import and export numbers today, which have some political resonance. Although the tariffs and general trade uncertainty didn't stop US imports increasing 4.6% last year, in the current environment, this data is likely to be overlooked, however. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.